Hi, and welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Bruce Arthur, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about a major injury to an NHL superstar. That would be Steven Stamkos and a broken tibia. We react or overreact when a player of his magnitude goes out of the lineup of a team that appears to be overachieving, largely because of the talents of Steven Stamkos. And then the Lightning win two games, lost last night in Phoenix, but that is the start of a road trip that might have been tough for them, even if Stamkos was in the lineup. Bruce, do we overreact to injuries like that to Stamkos?
We do and we don't. In this case, you can overreact from a team concept. It's possible to say that because Steven Stamkos has meant so much to Tampa Bay, because he's been a part of something like 44% of their team goals, that they will fall apart without him, and that could be an overreaction because teams can patch holes. On the other side, just as a player, I don't think we do overreact because it's a borderline tragedy that Steven Stamkos isn't in the NHL. There are so few players like him. He's such a good kid, and the possibility of missing the Olympics would be a really sad thing for someone who didn't get in there last time.
And you know what? He's not the most important player on the team. He's the best player on the team, but he's not the most important player. That's Martin Saint-Louis. He is the fulcrum of that team, and that's not taking anything away from Stamkos.
But if you're Martin Saint-Louis, the reason that you are, as you say, the fulcrum of that team is because you can dish off those real sweet, soft passes to the best shooter in hockey. And that's the problem here, is that Tampa and Team Canada lose the guy with that weapon. That is, no one else has a snapshot anything close to Steven Stamkos in hockey. It comes off his stick faster than anyone else. It goes faster than anyone else. I think, I don't know how you replace that in either circumstance.
We know what coaches do when they don't have Stamkos, either because of an injury or because they don't have talented players like that. They try to win 2-1. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason that John Cooper of Tampa Bay can't try to do that. I believe their first win was 2-1 without Steven Stamkos. Nobody likes to popularize the idea that you should play defense first, because that's not entertaining. But it's done. It's done all the time, and teams can win like that. So, again, I say, if you can win like that, Stamkos' injury might not mean as much as we think it does.
Bring back Guy Boucher, I guess, in that 1-3-1 trap. I mean, the thing in hockey is that superstars can't control the game to the degree of a superstar in, say, the NBA. There is no equivalent to LeBron James in the NHL. Sidney Crosby can play 24 minutes a game, and that would be a lot for him. And there's still so much time that he's not out there. And that's one thing when you lose a guy like Stamkos, is that it's part of a bigger hole. It's like, instead of swimming in a pond in the backyard, you're swimming in an ocean. There's just so many more guys who can help your team.
Well, we always talk about hockey as being a team game. And it is, because, as you point out, Bruce, players like Stamkos or Crosby are playing roughly a third of the game. And the puck is on their stick maybe a minute. Unlike, say, LeBron James, who might play 44 or 48 minutes and have the basketball in his hands every trip down the court. For those of you who are wearing sackcloth and ashes, anticipating Team Canada going down in flames in Sochi, well, the reality is there are lots of really good players in Canada who can fill that void.
And if you look at other sports, take the quarterback in football. If you lose Peyton Manning, if you lose Tom Brady, you can't be the same.
No.
And you can make the same in comparison to basketball. But hockey has the team ability that effort put together with the right system can shut down the other team. And it's the only sport I know of that you can get away with having less talent at times when you have the right attitude or the right way about you. It's one of the flaws of the game, and it's one of the things that makes the game great. But I still think that in this case, I think Canada's going to lose. I don't think Stamkos is going to play. I don't think he'll be ready.
No.
You're going to lose that unique thing that he does. And really, that's the thing. And Tampa will end up, you watch, they might have a few wins off the start. They'll lose it too, because when you can stand on the hash mark like he does and wind up.
No one's disputing that, Steve. Yeah. But look at the first Olympic gold medal with NHL players, 98 Nagano. Who's scoring for the Czech Republic? Robert Reichel, Jiří Šlégr, a defenseman. You know, there is so much talent in Canada. Yes, obviously you want
goaltending. The goaltending won them that gold medal, which is the other thing about hockey is the goaltender can change.
But, I mean, you're not predicting gloom and doom for
Canada. No. I'm just saying that what's going to be fascinating for the next while until the team, when the team is named, is who becomes that guy that Sidney Crosby can set up that can do what Stamkos
did. Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a game, and maybe more than one game, that's going to be an elimination game in which the game will wear on and Canada will be dying for a goal, dying for someone who can break a game open out of nowhere. And the gap between – if Sidney Crosby got hurt between now and the Olympics, the gap between him and Jonathan Toews as your number one center, you can manage that. I think the gap between Stamkos and the pure goal-scoring ability of the next best guy they're going to play on the wing is a significant one. And so Canada might well win the gold medal. But there will be a moment where you'll want Steven Stamkos out there because no one can do what he can do.
Well, so the Leafs win a game, albeit against Buffalo, and their top three centers are out. Never mind one player hurt or suspended. Three are gone, and they still win. And all around the league, I mean, you know, Pekka Rinne's hurt for Nashville, and they've really been struggling. Yet, you know, they won a game against the Chicago Blackhawks without their top goalie. It just seems to me that that hockey, maybe more than any other sport, finds a way to do without a big star, no matter how big the star is.
You can lose, I think, most players off most teams. You know, to me, Stamkos is a unique situation, but I think the goaltenders are the most unique. If you have one of those go-to guys who just elevates your entire team and gives your team a confidence that another goalie does not, then when you lose that guy, whether it be Rennie or whomever else, you don't – I mean, it happened with Cam Ward and Carolina last year. You don't replace that guy.
Well, it's a question in Tampa Bay. Would you rather lose Steven Stamkos or Ben Bishop this season? Bishop might be more important to what they're doing.
The last indispensable player really was Dominic Hasek. The last one-man team, we saw that in Buffalo when the Sabres got to the 99 final. Nick Lidstrom might have been close in Detroit, but not even he was that.
I think we'll say that there is no – one hockey player. Did we wonder about Edmonton without Gretzky? No. That's for another time. They had pretty good players, too, beyond Wayne Gretzky. And beyond this podcast, there will be another one. Thanks for joining us on TSN The Reporters.